Morning Watch, Day 4. Romans, Week 4. Romans 13 through Romans 16. Related verses. Romans 15, 1 through 7. But we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those who are weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor with a view to what is good for building up. For Christ also did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell upon me. For the things that were written previously were written for our instruction, in order that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another, as Christ also received you to the glory of God. Related reading. Romans 15:1 says, Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those who are weak, and not to please ourselves. In receiving the believers, we must bear the weaknesses of the weak, and not please ourselves. The Lord Jesus always bears the weaknesses of his believers and does not please himself. In receiving the believers, we have to do the same according to him, not pleasing ourselves, but bearing others' weaknesses. Let each of us please his neighbor unto what is good for building. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell upon me. We have to please others that they may be built up in the body. We do not need to please others for any purpose other than the purpose that they be built up in the body. For the sake of this purpose, we must pay the price that we may please others. Christ did not please himself. He pleased the Father by bearing the reproaches which should have fallen upon the Father. Likewise, we should not please ourselves. We should please others by bearing their weaknesses, that they may be built up in the body of Christ. For whatever was written before was written for our instruction, that through the endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we may have hope. Now the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Whatever was written refers to what is quoted in verse 3 concerning Christ and is for the instruction that produces endurance and encouragement with hope. The record concerning Christ in the Scriptures surely is full of instruction. If we receive its instruction, we will be supplied with the endurance and encouragement of Christ, that we may have hope. In receiving the believers, we need this kind of endurance and encouragement with hope. In receiving the believers, we need to endure the weaknesses of the ones whom we are going to receive. We also need to be encouraged with the hope that they may improve and be empowered in faith by the Lord's grace. In receiving the weaker believers, we have to realize that our God is the God of endurance and encouragement, who can cause us to endure others' weaknesses and to be encouraged with what he can do in others by his grace. If we are so encouraged by such a God, we shall be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, not according to anything else. Since there is only one Christ Jesus, if we are all according to Christ, we shall be like-minded with one another. However, if our mind is in accordance with teachings, concepts, gifts, religious practices, or any other such thing, we shall be divided. The only way to be like-minded to one another is to be according to Christ. To receive the believers according to our teachings, concepts, gifts, or religious practices does not need any endurance or encouragement with hope. But to receive all believers according to Christ does need an amount of endurance and encouragement with hope, which the very God of endurance and encouragement will supply us if we care for the keeping of unity and the building up of the body. Verse 6 says, that you may with one accord and with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some versions say, with one mind and with one mouth. However, in Greek, the word is accord, not mind. Nevertheless, the word accord actually means one mind. We all need to be like-minded. When we are like-minded, we shall be in one accord and shall have one mouth, meaning that we shall have the same concept and the same way of speaking. There will be many believers, but only one mouth. Whenever we have the same mind and are of one accord, we all say the same thing. Therefore, with one mind and one mouth, we glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 9, verse 5, it says that Christ is the overall and ever-blessed God. That is according to his divinity. But here it speaks of the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is according to his humanity. According to his divinity, he is the overall and ever-blessed God. According to his humanity, God is his God. If, in receiving the believers, we behave ourselves according to the Lord Jesus, we shall glorify God as he does. Verse 7 says, wherefore receive one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. This verse, when taken along with 14:3, proves that Christ's receiving is God's receiving. What Christ has received, God has received. Christ has received us to the glory of God. Our receiving of the believers must be according to God's and Christ's receiving, not according to anything else. Whomever God and Christ have received, we have to receive, regardless of how much they differ from us in doctrinal concepts or religious practices. This is for the glory of God.